This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Dean, the butter queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you reeling in the years? Soaring away the clouds? Are you gathering up the keys?
As we crank out the second hour of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here, Robert Scott Bell is joined by Chris Barr. He's not a doc. He's better. And also, he loves music, and he knows a lot about it. We've lost, one of our musical legends of our generation from Steely Dan, Chris.
Yeah, Walter Becker just passed. And I'm shocked that somebody saw it before I did, but somebody who shall remain named, or nameless, I mean. Anyway, it's amazing. You know, Amazon is famous for jacking the price up when people die. Mm-hmm. Like Alan Holdsworth, legendary guitar player, died a couple months ago. And his new box set that came out, within 24 hours, they jacked the price up 50%, kept it there for about 2 or 3 weeks. But since it's Sunday and it's Labor Day weekend, if you hurry, you can. If you don't have them and you want them, you can get them before they jack the price up. Although the box set of all of their early works called Citizen Steely Dan.
Yes.
There were 18 in stock 2 hours ago. There are 8 in stock as of a minute ago.
Oh, they're going to sell out, of course.
But the price hasn't gone up yet because it's Sunday and it's Labor Day weekend, so they haven't figured it out yet.
All right. Well, Chris, have you seen them in concert? You've seen so many great bands over the years.
They've been famous for not doing concerts, so I've never caught the rare occasions that they have done one.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, music kind of colors our life and a lot of memories surrounding that throughout our lifetime. So some of that music is definitely going to live on well beyond it. There's some classic Steely Dan tunes. So thanks, Super Don, for grabbing Reeling in the Years as we crank up the second hour. Now, Chris, I got a little grief from Super Don at the end of last hour. I talked about the likelihood of two things happen. I said we're much more likely to be able to pray away a hurricane from the east coast of the United States than we are to travel to Mars by spaceship. I didn't know if you want to chime in on that and push back on Super Don or agree. I don't know.
Well, I agree completely. Yeah, absolutely. I have known people who have prayed tornadoes away. Now, people can say, oh, tornadoes change directions. Which is true, but I've known more than one individual that have had a tornado within 2 miles coming right at them and go to prayer, and it changed directions. So,
yeah, listen,
for what it's worth.
A lot of people joke and laugh at us for believing in the power of a petition, if you will, that hopefully that loving petition. But the idea is, of course, there's a whole lot to this world and creation than meets the physical eye. That's my point. Yet the physical eye is going to be tremendously damaged if you go into outer space in this human shell, this earth suit that you wear. Whether you're in a spacesuit or not, it's not going to be enough protection. My question to you, Chris, was also, how much selenium would you have to take to counteract the cosmic radiation they're being bombarded with up there?
Well, we don't have any science on how much would be needed for that. But I can tell you, have you ever noticed, I learned this like 35 years ago, those dashing, young-looking pilots on airplanes that have gray to white hair, and they're not even 4 years old yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when you fly at that elevation, you're exposed to much higher radiation. There's also work on the increased breast cancer in women that are stewardesses. You know, it's because they're not getting the selenium they need, and they're exposed to more radiation flying high all the time than mm-hmm. those of us that are ground to the earth. So, yeah, absolutely, that's true.
And the irony is if they were flying high, they might have some protection for the brain and nervous system because of cannabis. But we're not arguing that people should fly high. Don't get me that kind of a statement. But the idea of selenium, also proper hydration, molecular hydrogen. I wish there was like an ecosystem on every airplane. So everybody drinking up there is going to have some super activation of all their minerals, especially selenium.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
When you wish upon a plane, I mean star.
Right. Yes, when pigs fly, they'll say. Now, junk science, it's all around us, and there's a theme song for that.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
All right, here's the headline from United Propaganda International, as Chris Barr likes to call them. Study. Vaccines expected to save 20 million lives, $350 billion, by the year 2020.
Yeah, that's junk science. I mean, you can say Santa Claus is expected to come down the chimney on December 25th, but that ain't happening either.
Mm-hmm. But they get to say it, and people don't often call them out on it in the mainstream media. Again, in the mainstream media, as Jeffrey Jackson wrote about, it is sacrosanct. You can't question it. The mere questioning of even one ingredient, much less mentioning the ingredients, they'll call you, hey, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm reading the ingredient list off the CDC's website. No, really, that's what I was doing. So this is a kind of insanity surrounding the third rail of so-called medical politics and economics. You still can't question vaccines, Chris, but the science doesn't support their rational use, if there is any.
Yeah, I just looked up there's a PR news release from about 5 years ago. You can Google it. You can find the article on that the federal government says there's no connection between vaccines and injury or and autism, and yet they have 83 cases on autism that are in the vaccine court, and they have awarded money for damages from vaccine, specifically to autism. Well, if you try to post that link on Facebook, they won't let you.
Oh, no kidding. You just tried, or Angie just tried to send it to me, and it completely censored the link. It didn't even come through the messenger service through Facebook. So, folks, as good as the social media is in our terms of ability to communicate certain things, there are certain things that are absolutely suppressed, certainly won't make the feed if they even make it onto Facebook at all. So there are limitations to the goodness that we can find in reaching out the way we are. As I said, there's ultimately a need for us human to human. I mentioned this last hour. Get yourself to these conferences. I also announced, Friday show, that the Health Freedom Expos are indeed coming back. Julie Whitman Klein and the Trinity family are bringing them back out. They're going to be called like Trinity Live events. They're planning to bring them back to Chicago and Long Beach. I don't have dates yet, but very exciting news. There's going to be more opportunities to fill that vacuum when we used to get together at least twice a year, Chris.
Hey, that'd be great.
I'm very excited. But the idea of communicating, you know, as long as we have the ability to do this through radio, social media, et cetera, it's great. But what if they shut it down? We have got to get back to that human-to-human connection to communicate these things to one another, because that also shows in evidentiary right before your eyes the fact that you can reverse cancer with no chemo, radiation, or surgery. Just meet the people who have done it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard for them to deny when you have facts. And, of course, what we're seeing, I'm seeing a lot of now is people say, oh, you don't have the medical records. Well, I actually do have the medical records from several of them, so I love it when they tell me that, but...
Well, it's kind of like Nick Gonzalez in his two books posthumously published. All the cases he followed right through, and he wouldn't take a case unless there was a medical confirmation, because he knew that they would just call him out and say, well, it wasn't real cancer, for instance. So these issues, these realities are there for people to see and know about, as well as what Polly Tommy and the Vax crew are doing, getting these stories of children who were healthy and then vaccinated into the autism spectrum or even killed by these vaccines. And these are the stories that you know, fly in the face of the claims by media, medicine, and government that there's no connection.
Well, we had a man whose doctor told him in January he wouldn't see Christmas because of the severity of his cancer, and that's after if he would do what they told him, he didn't do what they told him to do. Did my cancer protocol instead, and in 6 months it was gone. And the doctor told him after having the medical report and the PET scan and the radiology right in front of their face, mm-hmm. looked up and said, "Well, it'll come back." Well, actually, one of them said it'll come back. One of the radiological oncologists actually said, well, it's still there. Sometimes these tests aren't accurate. So even if you have tests that show it's not, they'll just say, well, we just can't see it.
Well, again, that's alteration of reality if you're not willing to acknowledge what you see with your own two eyes. But again, if your livelihood depends upon not seeing something, you pretty much are able to self-regulate. In other words, your horse blinders are of your own choosing to wear them and even to adjust them from time to time as people confront that reality with facts that, well, basically destroy your cognitive dissonant perspectives on your life.
Yeah. Well, people choose to believe so much, and that's much of what we're dealing with, even in the realm of nutrition, science, cancer, autism, vaccination. People believe what they choose to see rather than what the facts show. In fact, I was talking with Angie last night about the program called Food is Health, and they had a lot of good things to say, but then they said some stupid things because they began to they're basically a bunch of vegans and vegetarians that don't believe that you ever need supplements, mm-hmm. although they did hedge here and there. Well, sometimes they recommend them here or there. So then they began to talk about supplements, and the facts, well, the things that they said were not factual. So even on the good guy side of the aisle, you got the medical people saying things that aren't true about supplements, and then you have the nutrition people who don't like supplements saying things that aren't true about supplements. So, you know, here we are in the middle, Robert, between a rock and a hard place.
Well, the thing is, you know, as we continue to communicate this, eventually we can even wear down the rocks like water does over time. But whose time is it? It's not necessarily our time, but we continue to share the message here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Whenever we get Chris on, we enjoy that so much. And by the way, on that article on vaccines, Gavi, G-A-V-I, which is a global alliance, vaccine alliance, it is profiting from vaccines. It is aligned with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yeah, do I need to say any more on that front? Listen, we got questions, we got comments, we got a question of the day related to mercury metal dental amalgams. And we'll talk about that burden you may carry and how to remove it with Chris Barr. He's not a doc, he's smarter, nutritional historian. He's going to join us for the rest of this hour. After this break, check it out. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
You can always call the show live or off the air. Leave a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Go to robertscottbell.com. Maybe on the YouTube, when Super Don's paying attention, he can tell me if there's something interacting going on. I think Mom's watching. Hi, Mom. Love you. And we got also, let's see, other ways. Yeah, you can leave a written message at robertscottbell.com as well. Which is why we play you this.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this is going to be fun because Chris Barr is with me to help me answer this. Hi, Robert. I have a mouthful of old amalgam fillings from the 1970s. By the way, they had mercury in them then, as they do today if you get those metal amalgams. 50% or more mercury. They call them silver. Why? Because they know silver doesn't really harm you. Mercury does. If you call them mercury fillings, a lot of people would have opposition to that. So Gary asks, is there a test to see how much has leached into my body? Can you, in your opinion, only recommend a lab to use? Thanks, Gary. No, I really can't or won't or don't. And Chris, this is where, you know, Dr. Batar, who has to deal with massive mercury influx from kids with vaccine injury and other things, has talked about even those tests are not always accurate. He would have to do like a chelation challenge test for 24 hours to collect urine to force the body to relinquish the accumulated mercury stores because the body didn't want to let go of it. It's too dang dangerous. So, you know, a lot of these tests that you take, hair, whether it's a blood, urine, feces, they don't really necessarily reflect the actual content of mercury that is accumulated every day you have those things in your mouth and you chew and you breathe, the vapor, all of that. So, Chris, do we really need to determine how much is in there?
No, just make sure your selenium stores are up and then it won't matter. Now, if you have a toxic level because you haven't been taking selenium, you need to boost it to knock those out. Mm-hmm. Or you can call up Dr. Batar and you can have those chelation treatments done and spend a bunch of time and money doing that. It is effective, and it's quicker.
Yeah.
But selenium is very effective and not much slower than chelation and costs a whole lot less. Plus, you get all the other bonuses from selenium, like immune protection, cancer protection, thyroid health, brain protection against Alzheimer's. There's so many other things, anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have people with mercury toxicity that have just boosted the innate response selenium and knocked the symptoms out and then gone and tested and found that their mercury has been reduced back to normal levels.
Beautiful. Well, listen, and folks, you can use homeopathic remedies that we do to alert the metabolism to start dumping as well, but I always do that in conjunction with the selenium Chris is talking about, because if you don't have adequate selenium levels, how are you going to usher this stuff out? It doesn't happen in a vacuum. There are metabolic pathways that are selenium dependent in order for this to occur. And it's an important distinction. So, Gary, your question is fine. It's like, yeah, it'd be nice to know if you could, you know, walk through a scan and it says you have this much mercury and it's this much too much and here it's stored here. I don't know if that technology exists. It's kind of Star Trek-y in description. And maybe somebody knows about that. But at the same time, if you know you've had mercury amalgams in since the 70s, good Lord, you know there's mercury in your system. So increase selenium levels, safely remove them if you can, and then you can also follow yourself symptomatically. You know, homeopaths that are not high-tech can do that by observing symptoms. We know mercury does a lot of nasty things in the body, and there are symptoms anywhere, and every system can be impacted. And as we remove it, we can sometimes see a temporary exacerbation as the system is mobilizing, but ultimately we'd like to see, for instance, someone who's immobilized in a wheelchair. I've seen this. Remove the amalgams, remove the mercury, and they walk again. It's like one of those miracle, you know, you pray and you walk again. But no, we remove the mercury, have some selenium in there, you walk again.
Yep, absolutely. And selenium is actually the means that the body has. It's actually built in. That's how the body deals with mercury, is with selenium escorting it out of the system. In fact, remember about 10, 15 years ago, the FDA put up all kinds of warnings. People need to stop eating fish because it's high in mercury.
Yes.
And a few years ago, they backtracked from that, and they said, well, the benefits from fish outweigh the potentials for mercury. So they didn't understand why, when they studied it, that they found it wasn't hurting people. Well, it's because the creator has buffered those fish. See, the fish, the only fish that are high in mercury are also very high in selenium. See, there's a built-in buffer there. So you don't have to worry about it unless you're eating fish that are close to the shore and have higher than normal, even for them, mercury, because of mercury toxicity. If it's deep water, cold water fish, there is zero risk because the selenium is built in by the creator to the mercury fish. Why are they high in mercury? Because they're cold water, deep fish. The mercury protects them against the pressures that they swim at in deep waters.
We are up against a break here, and of course, if your gastrointestinal system isn't intact, that's another concern we have, but we heal it here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, I want to acknowledge my buddy, Chris Barr, not a doc, for all of his contributions to understanding and accessing 100% whole food nutrition, right? And the great appearances we've had over the years, including the archives now available through YouTube when we get to go live on YouTube as well, robertscottbell.com, SoundCloud, GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and UK Health Radio. And one of our favorites, fan favorites when we talked about vitamin C mo-therapy, the distinction and the difference. And, that's just one small example about many of the subject matters we've covered and how important it is to get your nutrients in when you supplement from food or your supplements are food. It's critically important. We have a lot more to discuss on that. I don't think we'll ever run out of things to talk about, Chris, regarding that, because there's so much misunderstood or not understood at all, even today, even as I can see evidence, as you can too, that some people are getting it.
Yeah, more and more people are getting it, although it's still a drop in the bucket, but at least it's more than there were.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, and I'm a patient man most of the time. And I recognize that people come to God in their own time too, right? It's the whole thing. It's like we've been given free will. And I am very grateful for free will because it's given me the opportunity to learn from my mistakes, my goofs, right? That if I hadn't done them, I'd had to believe somebody or read it in a book, and maybe that wouldn't have been enough. And it's hard sometimes. Folks just, you know, are reluctant, stubborn, some economically conflicted because if they see what we talk about as being true, they call into question what they've, you know, committed their life to do, whether it be in medical doctoring or other things. So it is a difficult path, but no one promised life was going to be easy. But it's not going to cause us to kind of back off on what we're saying. You know, when you're ready to hear how to get well, we're here for you.
Yep. In addressing questions or needs or questions of the day, is that for a lead-in?
Well, yeah, no, we got that, but I think we got another cool thing that you like from time to time we get to do. I'm glad you're here for this. Sometimes, you know, these scientific investigations, you wonder who paid for it, usually the U.S. taxpayer. You're like, really? We needed money to pay for that, money to figure it out? You know, because the conclusions are what can only be called today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by old people on fewer drugs. And it's better. Yeah, according to a new study, old people with chronic conditions respond better to non-drug therapies, even behavioral shifts. My goodness, maybe we have them eat better. It's not another drug deficiency. In fact, they haven't discovered the first drug deficiency, Chris.
Yeah, we're still waiting for that one.
Incredible. They said 381 participants, mostly in their 70s, they've been diagnosed with cancer. And other things, COPD, congestive heart failure, dementia, renal disease, other chronic diseases. And they analyzed this and they said, you know what? Instead of giving them another drug, we can do things that are non-drug that'll be beneficial for these old people. I'm like, wow, it is a moment of doubt, but I got to give them credit for even acknowledging or looking at a study that says, you know, might we be doing something better by not doing another drug?
They still haven't found a drug deficiency disease, so...
This being published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society showed that having multiple chronic conditions was associated with symptoms that could negatively affect the quality of life for patients. Well, there, again, another layer of the moment of duh. Our findings support, get this, our findings support the growing evidence recommending a shift from disease-specific treatment to addressing the symptoms that result from having multiple chronic conditions. This is what homeopaths have been saying. Take the totality of the symptoms. This is like... Ooh, you'll like this, Chris. This is like people that are sick. Their immune systems are corrupted. Genuinely, there's a problem with their immune system. But their only goal and role is to kill a phantom retrovirus that can't be tested by the test in its name, HIV test. Instead, what would we do? We'd look at what really is not working in their system, and we would shore it up. We would repair it. We would replenish it. And HIV be damned. It may not even exist. And even if it does, it's not the cause.
Well, even the man they gave the Nobel Prize to for discovering that virus, for what they believe, has publicly stated, I've seen it and heard it with my own eyes and ears, that selenium deficiency will take care of that. You know, selenium is the number one boosting agent for the immune system. And where do you find AIDS and any and every other immune disorder in people who have very low selenium intake or blood levels?
Yeah, exactly. Selenium deficiency, we talk about it for Ebola, much less what the syndrome they call AIDS being claimed to be caused by a phantom retrovirus that can't be detected by something called an HIV test. And I keep telling people, because they keep coming to me, Chris, and I'm sure to you as well, but what about the test? What about the viral load test? Well, they don't differentiate between replicating viruses and viral debris from an immune system intervened successfully, whether you're using silver hydrosol, more selenium, other things to modulate immunity that can overcome any kind of viral spewing from your own cells because of what? Primarily selenium deficiency.
Yeah, exactly. And with the poor farming techniques as well as soil depletions, there's so little selenium that's available in most areas. There's some areas still have quite a bit, but you know, people don't eat the foods that contain them in a whole form often, even if they're in one of those few areas. Mm-hmm. So we go to supplementation with selenium that has been grown and cultured so that it's far, far more active, more than 100 times more active than any of the chemical isolates that are sold from most store shelves.
Would you be saying that less can become more when it's in a form that the body can identify and utilize appropriately?
Well, absolutely. In fact, every one of the very few toxicity issues that have ever been documented for selenium have always been with the non-food forms. Because the reason for the toxicity is your body isn't using it, so it's accumulating. When you use a form that the body uses, it doesn't accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
So much higher levels of food selenium have been consumed with no toxicity than the very few cases of toxicity that have always been with synthesized man-made forms.
Excellent, excellent. Now, one of the things they mentioned for old folks, COPD. And I added a chapter in Unlock the Power of the Heal. By the way, Chris is a great contributor, very important information on selenium and chromium and silica, and he's got his own two books on those things that you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. But COPD, we talked about lobelia. We had a question come in off the air, but it came in through email. Super Don, let us know. We talked a little bit to our YouTube folks. I want to repeat some of this. It says, Dear Chris, RSB, and Super Don, please share some experiences of people you've known and helped, how they successfully quit smoking and released their toxic cigarette nicotine addiction once and for all. John, one of the things that I've done, and this is with Chris's help years ago, because I used to use, and I still do from time to time, the homeopathic remedies for the pancreas, lycopodium and iris. But it wasn't until we were able to replenish the chromium stores that had been depleted from a food-grown source, whole food source, that we were able to break some of the cycle of the cravings associated with addiction. Hypoglycemia can lead to cravings. We can use homeopathic forms of lobelia and other things to address that as well, and I've successfully done so. But Chris, again, you've looked at using lobelia in that mother herbal state form for success here as well.
Well, yeah, even modern medicine, even though they've put it on the shelf, knows this. You can find old stop smoking products that they used to prescribe and now are non-prescription. They just don't keep them on hand usually. And they're lobelia. Lobeline, the active chemical principle of the herb lobelia, is a distant cousin of nicotine. So it's like methadone therapy for heroin addicts. Except in this case, the lobelline is actually healthy and beneficial. In fact, lobelline repairs the lung damage caused by cigarettes and nicotine. So when you use lobelia when you're trying to quit smoking routinely, it reduces the urge because nicotine is one of the most difficult addictions to break. Well, lobelline fills the nicotine receptor sites, so it reduces the nicotine craving and finally eliminates it. So I've had countless people through the years that have told me they've, you know, tried to quit, and they quit for a day or for a week, and they go back. They can't stay away from it. And when they add the lobelia extract by taking 10 or 20 drops at a time, several times a day, or if they want to get really aggressive, every time they would normally pick up a cigarette, pick up the lobelia instead and put 10 or 20 drops in some water and shoot it down.
Nice. Now,
they've told me they're now able to quit.
Nice. If they can't, let's say, make their own lobelia tincture, maybe they can't grow it, don't know how to do it, do you still like the Dr. Christopher's lobelia?
That's what I've stuck with whenever I haven't used my own that I've made myself. I've always used Dr. Christopher's apple cider vinegar extract.
Okay.
They have an alcohol form also. It'll work, but the apple cider vinegar is better.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Well, we have another question coming in. This is Super Don's calling it the question of the moment. This is from Steven. He says, would it be any more effective to take the silica challenge? But I love the way he capitalized it. It's become that important here on the show. It's the silica challenge, and it's in capital letters, as one tablet every hour for 12 hours instead of three tablets four times daily. That's Stephen's question.
Well, sure. A little bit frequently is almost always for anything going to be more beneficial. I just don't know two people who will do, or very many people, who will do anything every hour on the hour.
Right,
other than breathing that they don't have to think about.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So you kind of try to be reasonable about that, spreading it out through the day for efficiency of utilization by the body in this case. And you know, we've talked about chromium. You said there's a limitation to the amount, even in a whole food form, that your body can utilize at any given time. We don't want to waste anything. So part of the context of the silica challenge being spread out four times a day is so that you have the greatest benefit and nothing wasted.
Yeah, and an hour for 12 hours would definitely be as good and probably a little better. But I don't know many people that are going to do that, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a great question. See, I love that people are asking these questions. It means they're paying attention to these protocols. And they're going, you know, I wonder if I could tweak it this way or that way. And remember, folks, you're not on three tablets four times a day for a long period of time. That's your loading phase. Eventually, you'll taper down. I think Grandma Mickey, my mom, who dances all the time at 83 and on no drugs, I think she's like two tablets a day as a maintenance. Is that cool?
For maintenance, two or three a day is great once you have your stores up.
Okay. So she's doing well. She could do a third one a day, though. She'd be fine.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
And she's going to gripe at me. It's like, why do you make me take a third one? I was doing well at two. Well, you take a third. It's okay.
Oh, no, she's not going to gripe. Last time we talked about this, she put up on the YouTube, okay, I'm taking another two right now.
Excellent. Okay, she's with us. All right, Chris Barr is with us. We're going to wrap it up. Next segment, maybe we'll hear from Super Don. He's on the road. What if you got detention in school like I did occasionally? Would you have opted for something different? We're going to talk about an Arkansas school. I'll ask Chris Barr about this, that's doing detention differently. What is it, and does it involve yoga pants? That's the question.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up with Chris Barr. We're also hearing from Super Dodd. He's on the road. He's reconnected. Super D, anything interesting that you see in the deserts of New Mexico we should know about?
Lots of brush and not a whole lot else. Yeah, I traveled into no man's land there for a little while.
Yeah, we couldn't reach you. Any giant snails in the desert?
No giant snails, no alligators either.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, stay safe, my friend, on your journey here. And, Chris, a little bit more on Selena before we all tackle the last story together about school and detention.
Oh, yeah, selenium. We were talking about selenium, and often the subject of Brazil nuts comes up. And up until 20 years ago, when people would say, hey, how about if I just eat Brazil nuts? I would tell them, sure, if you don't mind eating a handful of those large, chewy nuts every day, that's fine. However, Brazil nuts do not contain the selenium that they used to contain. In fact, they have 90% less than they used to. So now I get irritated. I call them the Nutty Brazil Nut Brigade, because they'll say, I don't need supplements, I just eat Brazil nuts.
Right.
And they'll say, just eat one or two. Well, even when they had a lot, that wouldn't give you enough.
Right.
But in the last 20 years, there have been assays done on Brazil nuts for selenium studies. And every time they do one, every few years, the selenium content is less and less. It's gone from 20 years ago, 80 micrograms per nut, down to as low as 8 micrograms per nut a few years ago, with the high end being only 30.
Wow, that's huge, this difference.
So if you like Brazil nuts, eat them, and you'll get a bonus of some selenium. But if you need selenium, don't rely on Brazil nuts, because they are no longer a reliable high source for selenium.
And if you bring up that you're eating Brazil nuts to get all of your selenium every day, you're getting detention here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's right. Now, in Arkansas, where Chris Barr is known to hang out occasionally, there's a school there that starts offering an option instead of detention. Now, real quick, Chris, did you ever get detention in school, or were you homeschooled? I don't remember.
Well, I homeschooled mine, but I wasn't. I don't recall getting detention. I was one of those straight-A nerd nuts. So
I had that tendency, but I was a bit of a cut-up, too, so occasionally I would get busted on something. And so I just think this is interesting. I know Super Don got a lot of detention. Am I right?
You didn't even ask me.
I didn't have to. I know you too well. Come on.
Okay.
Can you imagine if you were in an Arkansas school and instead you had the option of having a meditation class or a yoga class instead? How would you have responded to that?
I probably would have got detention for the way I reacted to that idea, honestly, at that time. But, I don't even know what to think about this. I mean, this is an amazing story. I mean, I can't imagine that in a school that they would say, okay, now you were shooting spitballs at the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Go to yoga class. And then, it's like it's hard to like put those two things together, but apparently that's what they're doing.
It's good success. No, I think it's really great. Now, I think little Super Don would have said, well, tell me who the teacher is and is she wearing yoga pants and I'll tell you if I want to go or not.
Maybe.
Yeah. Then you would have gotten double detention, probably, and no yoga for you. Anyway, but Chris,
extra yoga.
Yeah. So Chris, I mean, the idea of contemplative meditation, prayerful silence, if you will, I'm applauding it. I think it's a good move.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great move. It's a lot better than just staring at the wall or standing in the corner. Absolutely. Make some good use out of detention.
Yeah, better than, what was it that the cartoon character, what is that guy he writes on the chalkboard at the beginning of every show? Bart Simpson?
Bart Simpson.
Right. If Bart had to do yoga, that would have been a funny episode. Probably by now he has, and I haven't seen the episode. They've done so many. Anyway, folks, we're wrapping up another great show, and this starts our broadcast week. It's so nice that Chris Barr could be with us. Not a doc. Check him out. You can get some of the whole food nutrition we talk about at choosetobehealthy.com. Also, thank you to Jeffrey Jackson. We'll be back with Dr. Batar doing advanced medicine tomorrow. And where's Waldo or Super Don? We'll find out tomorrow as he's hitting the road, eventually getting the Pacific Northwest another try. Because he likes it, and we like him where he wants to be. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Thanks to you all, and thanks to Chris Barr and Super Don and Jeffrey Jackson. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.